Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? What is up? This is the diary, and this is your host, smack dab in the middle of the hood. And actually, hi, how you doing? In the McDonald's parking lot. Because where I stayed, a raggedy-ass hotel motel Holiday Inn decided not to have internet access. So my boy says, you know what, go to McDonald's. And I've been sleeping at McDonald's. So if anybody knows better than me that McDonald's has internet, even if you're parking on the outside, that would be me. So this is the diary and your host, Stacey Felicia Johnson, back in her hometown, the lovely Los Angeles, California, where I was born and raised, where my mom and daddy spent a lot of money putting 11 niggas in school, and ain't but one nigga thinking about coming, honoring those parents. So that would be me. That would be me, the young buck, Stacey Felicia Johnson, the founding director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and as far as I can see, the next great black leader in America. Yeah, I've been sleeping in my car, so maybe that's made me crazy. But I'm crazy in love with my black people. Oh, my God. The Starbucks on Crenshaw is the bomb. But you meet other people there that's tired. You meet Muslims there that, frankly, are very confused, but I love them. They're confused, but I love them in their confusion. And let's see, we meet a young man like my Mr. Hendrick Johnson, who's going to call in today and tell us about, you know, it's so refreshing to hear someone, probably, I don't even know how old he is, but I got a couple of young bucks out there of the ages of 20-something, along the age of my daughter, that realizes for the grace of God, thank you for these young people, because these are going to be my warriors. These are going to be my dream keepers that believe that what's going on in black America is a bunch of bullshit. And if you walk around on the streets of Los Angeles, as I've been doing for the past couple of weeks, you'll see that black people are so happy buying shit and so happy not selling nothing to nobody. I see the Starbucks that I look at and I sit in and I get some free internet from every day. And thank God for Mr. Starbucks and Mr. McDonald's, because for people like me in situations such as this, this is a good thing. Now, I'm working on my battery, okay, on my computer, and I'm working on my battery on my phone. So if something should happen, that's why. And Blog Talk is trying to get me to do a bunch of stuff that I'm not ready to do. So today, I'd like to share for my 30 minutes, you know, my transition from the lovely town of Sacramento, California, to my hometown where I was born and raised, Los Angeles, California. And in the month and two, I slept in my car at McDonald's. That was cool. Because, you know, ain't no better place to sleep in your car than in lovely Ventura County, okay, where I met the mayor. When I got up out the car and I brushed off a little bit and went in, act like I wasn't in the car, meet the nicest people, gave me a Bible, signed it, meet old people, tell me to just keep moving, just keep going, don't give up on your dreams. And then I'm lucky enough and blessed enough to meet 25-year-olds, not only Mr. Johnson, who happens to have the wonderful last name that I have, but some young men in New York, 25 years old. And they hopefully will be on with me tomorrow night. But these young men look at black America and they say, Ms. Stacey, what's wrong? Why is everybody else doing better than us, Ms. Stacey? What's wrong? And I feel just like you do, that Martin Luther King, basically in 2012, it looks like his blood was shed for absolutely nothing. When we talk about the different classes of black people like us, that don't forget, that can't forget, refuse to forget the dream keepers. And then people like, 80% of the people that are fancy and black and fancy, that don't give a damn because it doesn't directly affect them or their children or their mom or their daddy. And like mine, my mom and daddy dead. So, you know, we act like they never existed in my family. like we have no obligation to go back and make things better from where we come from. I must have drove down 48th Street. I think I spent a whole tank of gas driving down 48th Street and seeing the little replica of my mother and father's house that I guess the spirit of my mother and father burned down, because I don't think to this day they figured out why the house burned down. But the little man that lives there that stole it from my mother still lives there, and he built a little version of my mom and daddy's house. So, of course, yeah, you live in the little version, because there was a king and a queen that lived in that house, that supported that neighborhood, that supported the schools, the churches, the liquor stores, everything in that neighborhood, and we can't find a remnant of those people today. I can't find a remnant of anything black. I walked down the same streets. I drove down the same streets that me and my mama walked down to go and cash a check or go to Bank of America, or I walked with her to buy her cigarettes or whatever she did. I don't see a remnant of that today, and that makes me sad, and it makes me sad to the point of action, where I refuse to die without my mama and daddy's name being on something down these streets. The only thing open on those streets are the chain stores and the Hispanic whatever. You don't see nothing. Anything that's open, it got Hispanic writing over it, or it's Ralph. You know, and I say, as much liquor as black people drink, we can't have a liquor store. I want a liquor store. That's what I'm going to put. I'll put a liquor store. Because don't nobody drink more than us, and we don't have a liquor store with our name on it. We don't have a T-shirt shop in any of them. There's 10,000 empty spots. And that's what I'm thinking. There ain't five black people the past 17 years that thought to put something together for themselves and to represent their blackness. We so happy buying shit. We so happy. Everybody's fancy. Everybody is fancy as hell. If they ain't got a 300, they got a Mercedes. If they ain't wearing gloves, they wearing spandex. And when the hell did spandex come back? And everybody shouldn't wear it, okay? So the diary, me being back home, you know, I thank my mother and father, and the way that I'm going to show them my thanks is to put their name on something down Crenshaw. I'm going to put my mom and daddy's name on something, because 11 kids and 12 years of private school each, they deserve their name on something down 48th Street. They deserve their name on something down Crenshaw. And shame on us as black people. Urban Reed got they shit posted all up in that Starbucks. Close down. Urban Reed, close. NAACP, close. Al Sharpton, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Jesse Jackson, shut your mouth. Every established black churches, shut your mouth. That black church next to the Starbucks, $6 million this and that, but they closed every day. How are you going to be closed every day? Come on, computer, don't do that to me. How are you going to be closed every day? Down Crenshaw. Down Crenshaw. I'm looking at the homeless man with no shoes on walking in the rain. Oh, other grandpa said, oh, he's been like that for years. Well, nigga, how come you ain't took him to that big five over there and bought him a $20 pair of shit checks, if nothing else, if you know he's been like that for 20 years? Come on, black people. I mean, it's okay just to see us suffer. And one thing I refuse to continue to see is on Crenshaw, in the Starbucks on Crenshaw, okay, 99% African-Americans. But who comes to pick up their day-old Starbucks? Some Asian group. Some Asian grandma can barely pick up the little donation box, can barely carry it to her car. Why are there Asian anything picking up donations when there's 99% black people buying coffee? I don't understand this. I love black people. I love my mama. I love my neighborhood too much to let it go by the wayside because black people don't have pride in who they are and what they are. And that's it. People my age and above, you don't have pride in who you are and what you are. So let Crenshaw Boulevard go to the chain stores. Oh, Magnificent Brothers is there, but they're just as raggedy as they were in 1970. Clean the windows, okay, and get the old niggas out the front of it, and get a new sign. If you're magnificent, you should look magnificent. You look magnificent. And I love my town. I love my mother and father. I love these streets. These streets, as far as I'm concerned, where I come from, Crenshaw, all the way up from 48th Street, all the way to Coliseum, all the way down Jefferson, all the way up to La Brea, all the way down the Century Club, belongs to Negroes. And Negroes should be running that. And so that's why I'm glad I got a new set of young Negroes that understand what I'm talking about, because obviously the old ones are the ones my age are too fancy and too set in their ways and too comfortable to give a damn about who made them comfortable. Who made you comfortable? Thank God for Martin Luther King, because waiting on the raggedy leadership Negroes out here today, my ass would be sitting on the back of the bus. I would have never made the salary that I made around a bunch of white folks. I would have never been able to do that. I would have never been able to raise my kids in the fashion that they were raised in. I would have never been able to do that. If somebody didn't say back when I was born, hey, look, this young girl that's going to be born in 1964, the one I'm dying for in 1968, she's going to grow up one day and she's going to continue the journey. She's going to call herself a dream keeper, and she's going to find a bunch of young bucks that's tired of being harassed by the police, that's tired of watching everybody succeed but them, and seem to understand it more than people that live that shit. So that's why Mr. Hendrick Johnson is going to be calling in, telling me about his story and his crazy self. Talking about, well, Miss Daisy, I didn't know if that was illegal or not, but I locked him out of his business. I'm like, well, baby, it was illegal, but you know what? You got my heart, because you was man enough to put your body out there for something you believed in. You are man enough as a young kid to know that some other race of people, it ain't right to come in my neighborhood, sell only to me, and treat me like shit. And it happens every day. It happens all the time. You know why? Because they know that five of us are going to stand up and stand up for ourselves, our neighborhoods, our mothers, our fathers, our young single mothers, our young black boys. Ain't five of us going to stand up and do shit. But guess what? I came back happy. I stayed in Sacramento because I was mad. I came back and seen all these black people, and I was happy. As soon as I got here in Park, somebody hit my Cadillac. Somebody hit my Cadillac. But you know what? I found out who it was. And I'm so blessed it was right on camera, including the plate number of the crackhead that sat there for about 20 minutes and went back and forth. And look, I could have went out and beat her ass in the time it took her to look and look and go back and look and go back and look and wipe and look. I love my town. I love being here. I love being back. I love my mom and daddy. My mom and daddy chose that I be here. My mom and daddy did well here. In a time my mom and daddy raised six sons in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, when it was probably the hardest time. We think now is hard. I bet it was really hard for my parents, and you know what? They did it. They did it. I did it. Everybody that is conscious of who they are can do it. And what I need black people to do is listen to this young boy that is going to be calling in 2 minutes and get some balls like he has. And then we can change things for black America. This is a diary, my Negroes, my peoples. And I am a dream keeper, and I got Orion Warriors out there. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play soul, because that young buck got some soul. He got some heart, and he's going to tell us about the crazy shit he did. I'm like, I don't know if he was in legal studies. Yeah, it was, but I love you for them balls. Be right back. All right. This is the diary, and this is your host, Stacey F. Johnson, and I'm waiting for my boy to call in. Now, I told him 8:15. Now he's late. See? No, he'll be calling in. I hope he does. But in the meantime, and in between time, you know, I'm so happy to be born at the time that I was born. And you know, there are no coincidences. There are no, there's no nothing like that. So everything that happens to us happens for a reason. So when I left Sacramento, you know, I left with, in a spirit of, I don't know what's coming, but I know God's got me, and I know that I can do all things through him. And I've just been floating around enjoying myself and hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and then maybe not. And, you know, the best thing that I'm able to say is that my daughter, who, of course, I mean, that's my daughter, my oldest kid, you know, the one I have a good relationship with as a mom herself and understands what that means now because she's a good mom. She's a great mom. And, you know, she just tells me how proud she is. Is that, Mom, whatever, all that you're doing, you're walking out on faith. Everything you're doing, you're telling God that, why is, no, you don't call my phone. Oh, he's calling my phone, and I can't answer him. We have already gone through this. We've gone through this. Mr. Johnson, what you doing? If you're listening, 917-889-9946. That's the number you call. Maybe there's a problem. I don't know. Okay, so he's trying to call. That's my boo. And if he don't get on, I'm going to tell you what. But back to my daughter. There is no more special feeling than hearing your child tell you that she's proud of you. There's no, maybe me telling her, but I tell her all the time. But there's no more special feeling than seeing what you do work, stepping out in what you think and what you say and what you feel and how you feel God has spoken to you and that work for you. He's calling my phone. You know what, boo? You done messed up. You done really messed up. You messed up, boo. We went over the phone. You wrote it down this morning. Okay, no, I can't answer the phone, boo. I can't answer you. Okay, well, we'll get him later. We'll get him. We'll figure out tomorrow. We'll have two guests. Okay, back to Jesse. So, you know, that makes me very proud because she said, Mom, you stepping out on faith and everything that you're doing is working. Many people can say that. And, you know, and I pray to God that God make it work because my daughter is watching me. My kids are watching me. People are watching me. People watch you when you got a big old mouth like I got and to see that it works, you know, and it's working even more. You know, once I really figured out how church and God really work in our life and what praying really means and what that stuff really means, but the biggest thing is to hold on to your beliefs and to walk out in faith and know that your truth is truth, and if it's based on any portion of God's word, you will prevail. So, you know, that's why I come home, and I come home with nothing. I come home almost to, here we go. Maybe we got to, no, we don't. Yeah, we do. I think we got to take her. Let's see how we do this. Let's see. We going to do what? What are we going to do? I don't know. We going to try what that is and see if we got them on.
Yeah, this is Andrew J. right here.
Hey, there you go, boo. What's up? This is my young warrior and Mr. Johnson. And you know what? Miss Johnson, me, you know, we know what's up. Now, hello, Mr. Hendricks. How are you?
Hey, you know what? I'm fantastic. You know, strength and the white man tried to hold me back, but, you know, they can't stop a good brother, you know, with a connection. As long as I got a live wire connection, you can't stop me.
You know what I'm saying? Well, and you're the one that didn't stop me, right? You like, hey, Miss Stacey, go on to that McDonald's up the street. Now we'd be all good. You know?
We just like a McNugget. You know, we find the sauce and we go dip it in. We try to get it in. So, hey, thanks for having me. You know, I'm live and direct in the diary. So thanks for having me, Johnson & Johnson.
Hey, you the man, you know, and like I told you this morning, you know, for no other reason, it is the size of your balls. And what you did in my neighborhood is something that I would have done. But, you know,
right.
as a black man and you doing it, I want you to tell. And we got us about 9 minutes. Well, I'm going to give you 6 of my 8 minutes and 20 seconds to tell our audience
okay.
the kind of balls you have and how we going to use them balls to make our part of black America better. Now, you go for it, my brother.
Well, here's the situation. I'm a certified South Centralian. I was born and raised in L.A., South Central. Okay, Helicopterville, we done seen drive-bys, we done been a witness to them. Now, I got Jackie Chan living in the middle of my neighborhood with Chinese food and donuts and stale donuts, okay? So he's selling beauty products and all kind of stuff in my neighborhood, and he don't want to give us anything. These Chinese people have been parked in our neighborhood for years. You understand me? They haven't given us anything. They'd rather throw the food away than to give it to a stray cat. So what happened was I was at a fish place trying to give me a little, you know, red snapper or what have you. I wanted to use my debit card, but the man told me there's a $10 minimum to use my debit card. I said, well, wait a minute. You're telling me that in order to use my debit card, which I have money on, I have to spend money. I have to spend a certain amount of money with you. And I really took that offensive. So I said, well, why don't you just make a consideration today? Why don't you do some, you know, some civil good service? Do something good in your life. All you're doing is taking. Why don't you do something good and, you know, let me, you know, get a little meal for me and my five-year-old. So,
and again,
the man,
and again, you in the hood. It ain't like you in Chinatown asking for a favor, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'll make a long story short. The gentleman refused, and then he had the nerve to get belligerent and quite ignorant, talking to me in a loud tone of voice. So I said, okay, don't let the smooth taste fool you. I'll be back. I'm just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back. So, you know, a few hours passed. You know, my son was at, you know, he was in the safe zone. He was, you know, tucked away safe with a relative. And I decided to come on back and do a little civil rights movement. You know, no people were in the store, okay? So what I did was I had a little handy little bike lock, okay? Little bike lock. And I decided just to lock the door. I decided, you know what? You're not going to serve me. You're not making money for the next 2 hours.
I know that.
At least 2-3 hours. So I just locked the door. Now, that probably is a crime, and it's probably, hey, you know, it's probably something the police could have did. But even if Barney Fife would have drove up, I would have said, Barney, let me tell you something. I was hungry. The man denied me, so he got to miss out for a few hours. And lo and behold, he might miss out for a few days because I'm thinking about going back up there and starting me a revolution. I mean, I know you're down with me, though.
Hey. And you know what? And you're absolutely right. And when you tell me that story, that let me know instantly that I need you on my team. Because as we discussed this morning, there ain't five black people you know that got the balls to do that.
Right.
There ain't five black people I know that got the balls to do that. Okay, well, we're going to have to spend $10 then. They won't even turn around and refuse to go back. They'll spend $10 just like you want. And they heard, like you said, he taking all that money back to Wilshire. He ain't leaving the
exactly.
South Central. You
exactly.
know, and to be in my hood and not accommodate us, and I'm like I said, I'm sure that ain't the first time he saw you there. You know, so maybe just that one day you needed an exception. And like I told you, it's happened to me before. But, again, we let that happen in our own neighborhoods by not standing up. Like, simply, if more people would simply do what you did, you know?
Right.
And as much as we buy food, how come there ain't a black store that can fry some fish? I can fry fish, and you better believe I'll open up one right next to his ass. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's the kind of stuff
like
that we need.
I didn't like the fact that he pinch slapped me, and then he thought he could sit behind that young window and talk to me like I was one of his little Chinese children back in Tokyo somewhere. So I said, okay, I want to show him that the myth of, Huey P. Newton, the myth of all our forefathers, the Geronimo Preps, we got it in us. Now, maybe it done dissipated and died a little bit, but we still got it. And don't let this move taste fool you. We will close you down. And we'll send you back to Koreatown with a chopstick in your hand looking real suspect.
See, now you say that better than I do. You know, and I thank you for coming on. I thank you for looking over the program and telling me, you know what, Stacey, I've been wanting to do the Boys to Men Project for so long, something like it, but I never had the vehicle. And I tell you, my brother, I've been looking for men like you that's real. You know,
that's
like
right.
I don't even know that I would have put a lock on his shit. You know what I'm saying? But the simple fact that you didn't think twice, you know what I'm saying? That lets me know your spirit is right. And when the spirit is right, everything else will fall into place. You know what I mean?
Hey, let's turn the city around. I appreciate your extension and keep up the good work. I'm down with you.
Hey, and
thanks
we're down
with
you
too.
And you know what? It only takes two. It only takes two. And so from what I see, I got you got me, and we got some more young brothers in the state of New York that we're going to have on sometime this week because they 25, 26, and they ashamed, just like you, of the way that we let, and you're a young brother. I didn't ask you how old you are, but you appear to be a young brother, if you don't mind sharing your age.
Yeah, I'm in the mid-30 class, but you know what? Mentally, we about 70 some years old because we've been around older cats our whole lives. We done soaked up the knowledge, soaked up the game. So you know, we in the mid-30s, but definitely older in prestige.
Hey, and you know what? Age ain't nothing but a number. But you know what?
Yes,
it's young spirits like you that can back up the older spirit. I ain't much older, 10, 12 years or so, older than you. And that's what we're going to have to get. Because we know that people older than me done gave up, you know, or don't care. And you know, it's up to us to move it forward. So we got 90 seconds left. I want you to say what you want to say before we close it out.
Well, you know what, first of all, you know, prayer changes things. You know, I'm not a holy roller, but I trust God that He has a vision for our lives, and the youth of this city got a voice, and we just need to speak up. You know, so it's formats like you giving us the showcase, and I appreciate you. I'm just thankful for you. So, you know, I'm ready to make a difference, and we already started.
I'm telling you, we tend to get that Quiznos behind Starbucks. And if we can get that, if we can rent that, I say, I'll live in the damn thing. I'll get a contractor to give me a shower. Because a nigga done lived in her Cadillac, she sure can live in the Quiznos. And get this rolling and do what we need to do, my brother. Thank you so much. We got about 30 seconds left, and I'm going to tell you thank you, and you're welcome anytime. But you know, you and me, we one of a kind, and we doing this thing. And I thank you.
Absolutely. West Coast. You know, we're the originators. Watch Riot.
Hey.
We like to get it in. We start this thing, and we're going to finish it.
And we got 2 seconds. I love you, Brown. See you tomorrow morning.
All right, love you. I know I will. All right.
All right. Thank you, diary listeners. Please listen to us tomorrow night. You know we got a lot to say. We love you. And peace. And soul.